San Francisco's known as a mecca for conscious foodies, with organic farmers markets, gourmet food trucks, and a mess of Whole Foods supermarkets within the city limits. But this abundance doesn't reach everyone. In many low-income neighborhoods, it can be difficult to find fresh and healthy food. Bayview Hunters Point, for example, has a handful of full-service grocery stores, but there are at least five times as many corner stores, most of which sell little or no fresh food. And there are consequences. Compared to other San Francisco districts, Bayview residents suffer from diet-related illnesses like diabetes and heart disease at disproportionately high rates. There's a growing movement to change those conditions, but not necessarily by building more grocery stores. Instead, reformers are meeting people where they already shop, on the corner. KALW's Jen Chien brings us the story.
Ford's Grocery is the kind of neighborhood spot where people hang out. On a recent weekday afternoon, two customers are sitting on plastic chairs by the front door, soaking up the sun and chatting. Inside, Kathy Ford sits at an old-fashioned cash register behind a small counter.
The store has been in the family since 1971, originally opened by my mom and dad.
Ford's is a tiny place on the corner of Oakdale and Lane Streets. Kathy Ford says that when her parents started the business, they sold a lot of fresh food in here. Sandwiches, fruits, and more.
Fish. Had a big thing with fish on Friday. Fresh fish. Fish everywhere. Fish shells everywhere.
Is that like fresh, like actually uncooked fish?
Yes, raw. Whole fish, some filleted. So it was a big deal on Fridays. A lot of fish.
But around the mid-80s, the demand for fresh food began to wane. By the time Ford took over from her parents in the mid-90s, the store's heavy wooden shelves were filled with packaged snacks. The refrigerators held sodas and beer, and a crowded rack of potato chips sat in the center of the space.
You know what? I think everyone became, you know, interested more in McDonald's and quick food and not cooking a lot, and I think that's what happened.
This was also around the time that crack cocaine came into the neighborhood.
That started the destruction of the family unit. Families fell apart and families not cooking and families relying on fast food.
Recently, though, things have changed at the store.
The shelves and everything have been removed, so it totally looks different. The store is more wide open now. Everything is visible, so it's a big change.
The old wooden shelves have been replaced with open, clean metal. And what's on them has changed, too.
I have fruit now and I have vegetables, and it's a good thing. Added a few more healthy foods, juices that are 100% fruit, a lot of 100% wheat bread, things like that.
The renovation of Ford's Grocery is part of the Healthy Corner Stores project. It's an initiative of the nonprofit Southeast Food Access, or CEFA, and is funded by a grant from Kaiser Permanente. The goal is to bring healthier food to residents of the neighborhood by collaborating with corner store owners to change their offerings.
What seemed most logical is that with all of the corner stores that we do have, working with them and not trying to create new things, but trying to have partnerships with them to create new ways of looking at the store.
Jasmine Vassar works for CEFA as a food guardian. They're a small group of neighborhood residents who work on food and nutrition issues. They're based in an office off of busy 3rd Street in the same building as a methadone clinic for substance abuse treatment. Food guardian Antonia Williams, who's lived in the Bayview all her life, says problems with food access are intertwined with other issues in the neighborhood.
It's the fear of going outside because it may be a drive-by or, you know, you walk 3 blocks, you're in rival gang territory, things of that nature, you're going to go what's located most conveniently for you.
She says that's why the Healthy Corner Stores project is important, because they're trying to reach people who might not normally venture past the end of their block to get food.
When you're here and you're facing those things, it doesn't really go through your mind in that moment, like, I want a fresh apple. I'm hungry, my stomach growling, I got to get something to eat. So you're going to go get it, like, at what you can get.
So for the last 2 years, the food guardians have undertaken a survey of stores in the neighborhood. They developed a set of retail standards to evaluate each store's offerings in areas ranging from types of food, tobacco and alcohol sales, to fair labor and community investment. Based on how they scored, the corner stores earned ratings from 0 to 3 apples. This wasn't a totally new thing for the neighborhood. From 2002 to 2009, a program called Good Neighbor also surveyed food access and worked with corner stores to bring in more fresh produce. Food Guardian coordinator Tracy Patterson says it was a good program, but that the changes didn't always last.
For some of the stores, when the grant funds ended, they didn't have the business sustainability to be able to continuing to sell healthy foods. They had the healthy foods placed there, and they sold them while they were there, but they weren't able to continue to integrate it into their stores.
The Food Guardians also looked for inspiration in other cities, like Philadelphia, where in the past 3 years, more than 600 corner stores have added healthier food to their shelves. Learning from projects like that, the Food Guardians knew they needed to work closely with store owners to be sure they felt good about the changes.
So one of the things that we're doing in our model that is somewhat unique is really working with a grocery store consulting company in partnership with our community organization and the health department.
She's referring to food retail consultants Sudi Associates, who've worked with large chains like Whole Foods and Safeway. Not too long ago, representatives visited Ford's Grocery to help Kathy Ford plan and implement the changes in a way that would maximize her space and profit.
They came out and they suggested different areas for different foods and placing the placement of the foods, the removal of certain sugary foods to incorporate some healthier foods.
Ford says she was nervous at first about such a big shift, especially when volunteers came in to take down the decades-old wooden shelving in the store.
The guys came from the Conservation Corps, and they just were swinging with sledgehammers. I was like, whoa, this is crazy. They were strong. I mean, they were knocking the mess out of them. I was like, whoa.
She worried about whether the produce would sell and thought maybe she was making a costly mistake.
But then kind of put it to rest. It's almost like you got to make a step forward. In a way, I see it as a change in the store, but also a change in attitude about health and the health of our children and the health of our neighbors.
Ford says having fruits and vegetables in her store is helping her to eat more healthily, too.
I've even realized I'm eating more fruits and vegetables. Okay, it's just like, okay, I don't have to go to the supermarket. I can just take the fruit or the vegetables home and cook it, which makes it tremendously easy for me. Yeah, so that's a good thing.
Still, she says, some vegetables are a bit of a hard sell.
Broccoli, for some reason. You know, broccoli. For some reason, I go, nobody wants broccoli. It's like, no. And that's one of my favorites. I'm like, okay.
But fruits, especially mangoes, have turned out to be really popular.
Oh, these are good now.
Oh, those mangoes.
Yeah, these ready to be eaten now. Ooh, when they feel like it, feel it. It's a little soft. It means it's ripe.
I might pick one up.
Get you one to get you a little bit of that red hot pepper, chili pepper.
Uh-huh.
That most Latinos put on it.
One little girl came in. She was so excited to see mangoes. It was like a mango. And, you know, it really, I want this, Mom, instead of candy, she said. I want the mango instead of candy. So that was very interesting, you know, that they can make healthy choices.
The next step is learning how to market the more unfamiliar produce to residents. This is what Food Guardian Jasmine Vassar calls the other side of food access.
Yeah, because it's sometimes it's hard to access an artichoke. It's like, how do I prepare an artichoke? Like, how I wouldn't buy it if I don't know how to use it. It can be there, but unless I understand it, I'm not going to purchase it. So, like, how do I, like, giving the access of knowledge around how to cook something. And
it's a good example because it just looks crazy if you don't know it. Like,
it looks completely cray cray.
The Food Guardian's goal is ensuring access to fresh, healthy food, whether it's familiar or cray-cray. And with the launch of the Healthy Corner Stores project, that goal has just gotten a little closer. In Bayview Hunters Point, I'm Jen Chien for Cross Currents.